So then, in 1946, so after the World War, my grandfather decides to go to Indonesia. But keep in mind, Indonesia had already declared themselves independent on the 17th of August, 1945. The letters that I'm reading now, and we're only in letter four, but we're now on the 4th of April, and I actually think that I read it wrong. I think it's the 7th of April, but anyway, doesn't matter. We're in early April 1946. So Indonesia, independent country. And my grandfather doesn't have parents anymore, needs to take care of his siblings. Oh, and his older brother, well, was missing, but apparently now, how blasé he talks about it in letter number four, that he heard something from him, I don't think it even was a big deal. Maybe he was missing for a day, who knows? But anyway, maybe he got a letter from my uncle Carl saying, dude, I'm in Indonesia, you get good money here, there's no war, we're basically just sitting next to the pool all day, sipping cocktails. I don't know. I have no idea why my grandfather decided to go there. But he goes. Okay. Not to a war. He wasn't going to a war. Or at least not. Not one in the traditional sense of the word. Whatever the fuck that means. Be interesting actually to go back and maybe look at how this whole, because I've seen the flyers on which they try to recruit soldiers. I know the book that it's in, so yeah, I already said to my mom today I need to go back into that book and use it as a resource to take people with me in this story. But anywho, my grandfather goes there, and in the period that he is there, so from 46 to 50, Indonesia declares themselves independent in total three times. No, the first time they already did it before he went there, so two times while he's there. And obviously that was not a fun time, okay, for anyone. I don't think that he knew what he got himself into, but maybe he did. I don't know. Again, judge-free zone, because it's 75 years ago and he's dead. But somehow, someone thought, or someone believed that these letters were important enough to keep somewhere and to eventually get them to me. Mind you, I didn't know about any Dutch involvement except for the Nasi Goreng, because every Dutch person loves Nasi Goreng and we think it's Chinese. It's not Chinese, it's fucking Indonesian. But anyway, the first time I heard, I always knew that there were like a lot of Indonesians living in the Netherlands, but I never knew exactly why, what the reason was, or yeah, they were just people to me, like not people from another country, just people. And then I think it was somewhere early 2000s, but I could be off. I've been off a few decades here and there, even in my own life. 10 years ago when I was 20, no. 10 years ago, I was 30. But anyway, where was I going with this? What was I saying? That there were a lot of Indonesian people in the Netherlands, early 2000s, from my memory. There was a court case. There was a Indonesian village or a collective of villages, like, I don't know exactly, but let's say it was one village, that sued the Dutch state And they won. The Dutch government was convicted of, not of war crimes, no, the Dutch judge was very diplomatic. And they classified it as excesses. But the Dutch government was forced to apologize and compensate the family members or the survivors financially. That was the first time that I sort of heard about a conflict there. I think that was before I even realized fully that my grandfather was there while this happened. And I thought to myself at the time, if I don't know about this, because in my head I was like, oh, the Dutch did something in this one village that was not okay. And that was it. Like, that was the story. Obviously, that was not the story. But, like, in my head, it was like, oh, very bad what we did there. It's good that the Dutch government compensated them and apologized. But the more I thought about it and the more I think about it now, the more bizarre it is to me that we never, ever, 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 ever heard something about this in school. Nothing. 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 It was the Greek and the Romans. Karl the Great, whatever his name was. Second World War, and then Cold War Vietnam. Nothing. I know nothing about this. My mom is going to retire in December. Actually, tomorrow, 7 weeks from tomorrow, is her last working day, and she's not working the last working day. She's decided. So anyway, but my mom has been a teacher for 40 years, and she has also never seen it. Any mention of our colonial past in Indonesia. There's a lot of attention and a lot of information about other places that we fucked up in the world, but not about Indonesia. And I just don't think that's right. I just don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. So it's stronger than not being right. It is wrong. Because there is no comparing. There is no this war is worse or better or less or more or of more historic value or whatever. Than another war. No, 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 that is ridiculous. That makes no sense. And what I want to do is like, I want to transform this frustration and sadness that I'm feeling about what's happening now in the world. I want to channel that in a way to give people a voice or descendants of people that were there, to give them a voice and tell them, I see you. I see you. I can't just go up to every Indonesian person individually and be like, sorry for what happened there. Without taking blame and without having feeling like I need to take sides or I need to, no, because it happened already. Like, I don't have to I don't have to feel guilty about, well, I do, but like not on a personal level. I didn't do anything. All I'm trying to do, or all I want to do, is recognize what happened there and yeah, maybe even like, wouldn't it be fucking incredible? I'm just daydreaming here, but wouldn't it be incredible if there's something in those letters that will eventually lead to one more village getting compensation? That'd be fucking awesome, wouldn't it be? I'm not saying it's gonna happen. But the fact that I might have something in hand that can right an incredibly horrible fucking wrong. Just a tiny, 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 tiny sliver less wrong. And isn't that I want to say, isn't that what we all should want, to right certain wrongs right? No, you don't have to want that, that's fine. But the world knows enough suffering as it is. So if I can acknowledge the suffering of a people that the world doesn't know about, regardless of how long ago it happened. But it, I mean, in world history, let's be honest, it's not a very long time ago. And maybe it will potentially make people think. About what the fuck we're doing with that song. What the fuck just happened? Yeah. I don't want to have to be a part of this modern day horrific conflict any more than I have to be, okay? And if you think I'm too involved because of the color of my skin or because of the fact that I have nothing to do with it, and if that makes you uncomfortable, so be it. I don't care. But it's not your conflict, or my conflict, or their conflict. It's the world's conflict. But now, right? Because where are all the people that changed their fucking profile pictures to the Ukraine and the Ukrainian flag, or whatever? Where are all those people? They now all have Palestinian flags on their fucking profile pictures? Really? That's gonna make a difference? That's gonna help? No, you only do that to make yourself feel better. Let's be honest. It's fine. Like, everyone, do what you want. But don't tell me that that's gonna make a difference. Plus, people that were so concerned about the Ukrainians, where are they now? Like, does anyone think about what's still going on in the Ukraine? No. No one cares. Because we have a new war. We have a new kid on the block. And next year it's another war. And the year after it's another one. These are all policymakers at the top trying to fucking divide and conquer and whatever the hell they're doing. Maybe this Indonesian conflict is, I don't know, my escape out of reality in a sense of, I just don't want to fucking know about it anymore, what's going on right now. It's too much, man. It's too much. Just stop. And I'm just gonna lock myself in my dungeon. And trace the footsteps of my grandfather in a conflict that no one knows about but should know about. Yeah.